Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Stay away if you're a fader of Brad right
now. 9-4 on the year.
How is this possible?
Against the spread. So we got another 3-game slate tonight.
He is red hot.
I think this is 2 straight days of 2-1 that Brad has gone. 2-1 will get you to the promised land, right? It will.
If you're tailing him,
yeah,
you're going to the promised land.
Let's see if Brad can.
Well, I thought I was 1-2 last night, y'all.
No, because you had the Heat, the Celtics, and the Rockets.
The Celtics, I thought.
Celtics did not cover
did not
that.
Cover. That's why I thought he had 2 losses.
Yeah,
this was actually
one
a good night. He went 1-2.
No, he had the Heat. He had the Heat against the spread.
But he had the
Rockets.
Somebody didn't cover last night, I thought.
The Celtics did not cover, so you were 2-1.
That was my win?
Gotcha. That was your loss.
I'm all confused, but I'll take your word for it. You're the gambler, man.
Yeah, because you had the Celtics against
the spread. I know he had Celtics cover. They did not.
Then he had the Heat.
So I lost that bet.
Well, again, we're just this is getting confusing because we're fading you, but
that's a – Yeah,
right.
Good night for y'all.
But no, it was a good night for you.
My bets.
He's saying you went 2-1.
You had
your bets
last night. Brad had Celtics minus 10.5.
Yep.
Heat plus 12.5. Rockets minus 3.5. All right. The Celtics did not cover.
That is right.
And the Heat and the Rockets did.
Yeah.
That means you're right. Went 2-1.
This is the expert.
And your bonus also.
I can't even get track of when
your
I'm
bonus
right.
also cashed because he had bonus under 22.5. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
he got hurt.
Man, he busted his ass, as you said, man. They're doing an MRI on him today.
So he's 9-4.
He's 9-4 against the spread. I think his bonus bets have been winning as well.
Yeah. This guy. We got to can your bonus bets for sure.
Yes. Yeah, your bonus bets are on.
What is wrong with you, dude? You just woke up. You've been anointed or something?
I don't know. This is why gambling is an inexact science.
That it is.
Gambling.
But Brad is 9-4, which means if you're fading him, you're 4-9.
Yeah, you have it.
Yeah, we're probably wondering how much longer you want to do this, and we're going to change the tail.
Our faith is being tested. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, I can make it a bit and try to do reverse osmosis.
No, because John has schooled me on how this goes.
Yeah.
You will eventually get bad.
You will.
Now remember, come back to the mean.
Now remember, earlier, you know, last year at the beginning, he was terrible, and then he started picking up steam, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, we're just again
at the very end, only a little bit of steam at the end,
yeah. A little bit.
But we're gonna stay with it.
I just like his process.
We'll let the audience decide: is Brad worth tailing right now? Are you gonna try to catch that? You know, the right time and start fading him, and now, you know, here comes the Owens. We'll let you guys decide.
Yeah.
But we'll go through it when we get back. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. All right. Smokeslam 2025. It's the world's ultimate barbecue showdown. May 15th through the 17th, Tom Lee Park, beautiful Tom Lee Park on the river in Memphis. And it's more than just a barbecue competition. It's something for the whole family. You got that live fire experience with world-class pit masters. You get the endless food samples, so you'll get full. Don't worry about dinner. Don't worry about lunch. You're covered at Smoke Slam. Big old Ferris wheel, fairground fun, fireworks every single night. The kids will have a great time. It's barbecue in Memphis. It's the best.
No, my kid loves fireworks. Your kids probably love fireworks. And then you got the as John put it, big old Ferris wheel that they're all going to love. I let CJ get on that Ferris wheel. I watch him going up, and I take pictures. Point is, it's a family time. They're going to have some great music out there in terms of the lineup. Shane Smith and the Saints, the Revivalists, and Country Music Giants, Big and Rich, going to be out there, plus many more, including the MDs, Neon Mooners, Southern Avenue. It's going to be a fun time. Three-day passes and single tickets on sale right now, and they're going fast. You can also get a VIP experience. They're going to roll out the red carpet for you. That's available as well. You can get those tickets and that VIP experience at smokeslam.com. Again, very easy to find. Smokeslam.com, coming to you from the river, May 15th through 17th, down at Tom Lee Park.
All right. It is about that time. Mr. 9-4, 9-4, Brad Carson. He's off to a raucous start in the NBA postseason. Can it continue with a three-game slate tonight involving the Grizzlies? Let's fade Brad. All right, three games tonight. Brad is 9-4. This segment has been advertised as Fade Brad.
He used to suck at this.
Now, with the offseason, he has turned into the GOAT. It is really unexplainable. But, you know, even the best. Fall down sometimes. Three-game slate. Let's start with Knicks on the road at Pistons. Tied at one apiece. A little zigzag here for the Knicks and Pistons. Knicks are road chalk, -1.5, Brett Carson.
This is a tough one for me because there are two things going on here. One, a team that should be winning this series in the Knicks, and a fan favorite in the Detroit Pistons with Jalen, you know, a former Tiger, Durant on this roster, and so much pride on the line as they come home. This is at home. But I will say, after several people have called out Karl Anthony Towns for once again a half-ass performance there, because he literally played a half, basically, in the second game of this series, I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking Jalen Brunson is going to ball out, but he's going to go under, so that's a bonus pick. But Karl Anthony will have to show up. This is why you traded for him. And the New York Knicks will win this game, -1.5. Brad Carson picked to fade Knicks -1.5.
All right, so if you are fading Brad, you would take the home dog Detroit Pistons.
On the JB side.
On the JB side. Yikes.
And I could go either way on this. Is a tough one because that line's tight. You're at home. I could easily see this going the wrong way. This might be the one.
This guy's locked in.
Yeah, he unfortunately is. All right. Let's.
I swear I just came up with these. It's a post-it there.
Well, there's only two sides. There's you know.
Hey, you got a 50-50 here.
But I agree. I already bet the Knicks before you even. I bet a -1. I just think the Pistons are.
Too new for this?
They're a nice story, and I do think they're legitimate. Yeah. I just think the Knicks have been in this position before.
Yeah.
You know, they have better players overall.
They sure do.
And, you know, I think this is a zigzag series, so I think they find a way to get it done.
Are the Grizzlies better than the Pistons? And I say that because look at their young roster. You got Cunningham. You got these young players.
They're missing a third. They need a third.
Okay.
We have a
better team on our hands compared to the Pistons.
Yes, totally.
I like the veteran pieces they have around those guys, though. Schroeder hit a big shot. Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Better than ours.
They paired it up nicely.
You were still a better team.
Okay.
Than them.
Yep. Fair.
All right. So Brad's taking the Knicks. That means you would take the Pistons. You'd be fading both Brad and myself in that instance. All right. OKC. In Memphis tonight, game three, the Grizzlies down 2-0 in the series, or 0-2 as it were. Oklahoma City -9.5.
So for those of you who listen to the Jason and John show, you know that oftentimes I come to this show rosier than rosy should be. Maybe an optimist to a fault. Maybe Mr. Positive Paul, get the hell out of here, Brad Carson. Like, you got to, like, be real. You got to calm down. Well, today, folks, this is that day. I have been trying my best to try to ride with our hometown Memphis Grizzlies, but after the two piss-poor performances in a row, it's time for some real talk, ladies and gentlemen. The Grizzlies are going to lose, and they're going to continue to lose their ass off until we get to this hell of a summer, and we're going to talk about it here on 92.9. We'll analyze it. We'll break down what Kleiman is going to figure out for us. But right now, we got problems. And so I have, in game three, Oklahoma City. Hell, if it's 9.5, take 9.5. If it were 15, I'd take 15. If you told me it was 25, I might even take it. Oklahoma City -9.5.
Yeah, I'm also on
like
the.
I don't like how confident he is.
Yeah, I'm also on the Thunder tonight as well. So
see,
if Brad has a bad night, then
this is the
and
this is what
night.
Tells you these are integrity picks. There's no way in hell an honest gambler or even non-gambler in myself could you can't reasonably pick.
I think it's
Memphis.
Unfortunate that you know. I mean, this one is obvious. This one's not very different.
It's so
this
obvious.
This one's easy.
Have your limits been lowered?
I got to go back and look. I took it off my phone
That's
because
right.
I was remember he lost it so badly.
He lost $1,500 in 7 years.
Over 5 to 7 years.
It
was like 7 years.
So we don't even know what the limits are.
I don't want to overstate it, but you were essentially subsidizing FanDuel with that amount.
I was. It felt like it. Felt like the app was. Their technology kept getting better because of my losses.
Career losses of $1,500.
Yeah. This one is easy because like there's just no.
You're no Phil Mickelson.
No. I don't want to get there. So take that thing off the phone.
Losses.
There's quite literally no reason to take the Grizzlies against the spread.
No.
I mean, there's just.
What do you mean?
There's no reason.
What if you believed that this was the night?
Well,
that
would you
could keep it within the spread?
Why would you believe that?
Because, again, it's the way, there should be pride. You're back home.
We thought there'd be pride in game two.
In game four, I would agree with you completely. But if we said if there's going to be one and if they're going to cover in a game, it would be this one.
Yeah, I need a little more than 9.5, though.
I tell you that, man. I'm not comfortable with Jalen Wills and Brandon Clark.
That's the problem.
What's come up is that they got 20 dudes and you got like five.
Five.
I mean, maybe it's three or four.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe.
You're right. It's probably – I don't even know if it's three. Is it a big three?
Yeah, maybe.
It's the first game it was in game one. Was it a little three?
It's a medium three.
Well, one of them is shot up, so you got Ja out there all coked up to get through the game.
Well,
you know?
I don't think it's
not cocaine,
Hulk, Brad.
It's whatever drug they use.
Probably back that up.
Sorry. Yeah. I was a little pejorative there.
That's his client there that you're talking about.
No, they are taking
not use cocaine.
Legal injections into said ankle.
Like Villanova out there in 85.
They're not doing lines.
I do like how the sprained ankle is just miraculously healed.
Yeah.
It's like Sham said,
bro,
this is going into the Warriors game or the Mavericks game, severely sprained. Now you're even on the injury report.
Nope.
I mean, this
not.
Is just like
And is he dunking on people?
Yes.
Is he? Oh, he did the one. He had the one. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that putback in game one?
It was as if Jesus himself has touched his ankle.
Y'all know Ja likes to.
No, but Shams was complicit in that, though.
You
he
think?
Was, like, severely sprained ankle.
Of course he is.
If this were a regular season game, he wouldn't play.
Well,
hey, you know
Shams don't get that information from the agency.
Here's what I'll say. If you thought he was distracted by that lingering case, that's done. No more that case that he had with the guy, the basketball guy
we
at
weren't
his,
worried
his house.
About that. Josh Holloway,
may
that
have been
got dismissed.
I'm just saying, he came down, his body weight came down on the other ankle, and then the second ankle, the one that he turned. But my point is, all his body weight wasn't on. It was already down.
I see.
And so, Cooper's looked worse to me.
Yes, it did.
But a lot of times, ankle injuries are weird. I'm not doubting that he's in some pain. I'm just doubting, the degree of it.
Yeah. Well, we have another one. I could lose. I might lose this third one here.
Let's hope. And I mean, you could lose the other two. You could
absolutely.
You could go 0-3. Game three of another series that is tied at one apiece. Denver Nuggets on the road at the Los Angeles Clippers. Clippers minus 5.5 at home.
9 o'clock on NBA TV, and let me just say the Clippers don't lose at home. They basically, Ballmer has created the perfect basketball arena with people who come and give you a back rub. They'll deliver things to your seat. Your seats light up. You basically cheer or you get electrocuted at the home arena for the Clippers. So tonight, the Clippers will win. They will cover 5.5, and they will go up 2-1 against the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, that one I'm very much ambivalent on. I don't really have I think it's kind of nuts that I have to lay 5.5 with the Clippers as close as these games have been.
Yeah.
it took Kawhi Leonard going 15 of 19 from the floor, and how many free throws did the Nuggets miss, to win that last one? So I don't know. I don't know if I could lay the 5.5, but we'll see.
This has been a much better series, obviously, than Thunder Grizzlies. So why is Nuggets Clippers on NBA TV and Thunder Grizzlies still on TNT?
Why on the poor network?
We love here in Memphis the fact that we're the TNT, but it seems to make sense that with as uncompetitive a series as this has been, you would be the NBA TV game and not. I mean, you're starting at essentially the same time, the 8:30 tip. You're the late game.
I didn't get that either.
And you could have easily been switched over to NBA TV. Is that for SGA?
West Coast,
is it
maybe?
For Ja? Is it? I have no idea. But it's the wrong game on the wrong.
Agree.
Wrong channel there.
Yeah, I'm glad we're on the big boy network.
All right. So if you're fading Brad, You will have the Pistons in your portfolio tonight. You will have the Grizzlies in your portfolio tonight. And you will have the Denver Nuggets. You'll have all the dogs tonight.
Yep.
In your portfolio. Brad is laying all chalk here. So,
how do we feel?
I think you're.
He's got the same bets as you.
I've got two of the three.
Know how he feels.
He didn't bet that third one.
I could see myself, depending on how the first two go, I could see myself maybe getting to the the Nuggets here, but I'm not in a big hurry to do that. So, anyway, there you go. That's Fade Brad on Thursday, April the 24th. All right, we'll come back. It's NFL draft day as well.
Yes.
And we got some activity. We're going to try to make some sense of it with Adam Chernoff from Running Eagle Sports on the other side. Jason and John, 90 Turner FM, ESPN.
You know, no matter where you are in this area, you're always close to your money if you are a member of Leaders Credit Union. That's because they've got 85,000 plus fee-free ATMs. That's their access, and it's fee-free for you. That's more than Bank of America. So they've got you covered there. I don't know about y'all. Most of the time, I'm not carrying around cash. Most of the time, I'm on my apps. And the app that Leaders Credit Union has, you'll find, I find, better than my old bank. It's fantastic. I'm even showing it to Chris to show his money growing. We've joined that family. I've told you about it. He's part of the Future Leaders Savings Account team, and he gets bonuses for perfect attendance and straight A's. So he's doing well to learn and see how his money grows, and you can do the same. Now, they can help you as well, adults. You need that money. You need that cash to do that renovation project you've been putting off. How about a HELOC? Because you've got the equity, you just don't have the cash. HELOC can convert it for you, and they've got rates as low as 6.99% APR over at Leaders Credit Union. Whether it's car loan, mortgage, whatever it is, they want to be with you and help you grow in your financial wellness. Let's do it together as a family. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN for more information. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA.
Adam Chernoff is over all things NFL for Right Angle Sports. Football bettors as well. It's NFL draft day, and we have some very, very interesting movement in the NFL draft betting markets. Here to help us make sense of all of it is Adam himself. He joins us now. What's going on, man?
It's a busy day to be in the NFL, and I'm looking forward to it. So we finally have something to watch after speculating for weeks and weeks. So this is fantastic.
No, this is great, and we appreciate you carving out some time for us on a very, very busy day. And I think the biggest news to start with is this movement that we have seen on Ashton Jeanty. Ashton Jeanty has been favored to go fifth for a while. But what's interesting and what has sort of shifted in that market is the Bears are now the favorite to draft him. -190 at DraftKings is the last number I saw. Maybe it's shifted from there. What, if anything, do you make of that activity?
It's hard to say because it seems like a bit of a reach to me that James Gladstone, who's the new GM for Jacksonville, would have such a change from what he was saying in the entire draft process leading up to this about building the trenches, just to switch to get running back as great as Jeanty might be. Like, I get that the talent is there. It's just such a reversal of what he does. And given his pedigree coming from the Rams and the positional value and how that's skewed in the NFL, it seemed to me the last few days like that is more trying to entice a trade than anything else. And the Bears with Ben Johnson have some precedence of reaching a little bit for a running back, as they did with Jahmyr Gibbs, drafting him way higher than expected. Mm. But as it stands right now, like we talked a couple weeks ago, and I thought the Raiders made a lot of sense to him. If this is all just trying to draw trade interest and overhype the pick, I mean, the Raiders are starting to look like an appealing price to take Jeanty, and still could absolutely do that if the Jags hold true to what they've been saying for weeks, which is building the offense and defensive line. So it's a really tough one to gauge right now. I'm still kind of buying into this being more trade bait than anything.
Yeah, because I mean, I was on it as soon as I got the email, Adam. Believe me, I was all over your mock draft, and I realize how difficult these things are. But yeah, you noted that buzz on Jeanty and said, at least for your pick, you'd go Mason Graham.
Yeah, that's what I did the entire mock draft, aside from three picks, which I went kind of out of bounds with. But I was just looking at, here's what the GMs have said for weeks. Here is what the coaches have said for weeks. This is where everything was leading. Because if we go back to this time last week, there was a very strong consensus about what was going to happen at the top of the draft. And now there is another strong consensus today, but it has certainly changed this week to last week. And I do feel like part of that is legitimate buzz, but I do feel that part of it is draft week effort by some media spots just to produce something that's a little bit different and not say the same thing over and over. So I do think that there is a little bit of noise in this top 10 at the moment.
Talking to Adam Turnoff from Right Angle Sports here on the show, talking all things NFL draft. Yeah, I mean, if you're interested in, you know, the Raiders, I'm sure you can find better prices out there. But in terms of where the menu is most expansive, Caesars has Ashton Jeancey, sixth pick, plus 215. I don't know if that's a price, Adam, that excites you, but, you know, it is out there. It is out there for the Raiders at sixth. One guy I want to ask you about in particular is Shedeur Sanders. I have gotten a text in the last 30 minutes from somebody, you know, it's all third hand, but somebody's with him, and the person that is with them just bet his under at one of the spots at under 14.5 plus 320. Do you think Shedeur is a guy that can go top half of this draft?
I don't know where he would if he does. Spots. Everything that's come out lately in the last 24 hours has suggested that Dart is going to be quarterback two, which does, to me, still feel like a bit of a stretch, but I think that's going to require a trade up for that to happen. I don't think he's going anywhere in the top 10. The Saints certainly seemed like a spot where he could go, but they're now seemingly out of it. I don't buy the hype around the Jets just based on what Aaron Glenn has said this entire offseason. So is Pittsburgh going to trade up with a team perhaps like Miami to get him and secure that they get a quarterback? Because they're going to have to add quarterback somewhere. They're not going into training camp with just two guys on the roster. So maybe that's a possibility. I don't know who else is going to trade up into that top half to get him. Right. And I don't think the top 10 is having a spot right now for him to go. So maybe Pittsburgh trades up, but that's the only way I see it.
I mean, feels like there's just as good a chance he's going to drop to him at 21, right? That you could get him there if you like him. If you're Pittsburgh, I think that's what your mock had. And man, I don't know. We were talking about smoke and what happens here late, but this Shedeur sort of, you know, this fall off. I mean, at one time he was what, mocked a top three guy, and most betting markets, I suppose, had it as that. Do you think there is a possibility? I mean, clearly you do. You have it in your mock that he is at 21 tonight, and the Steelers take him there rather than trading up, and he's back half?
Yeah, I mean, the only way to me right now as we sit here that the Steelers wouldn't have him getting to them at 21 would be if a team like New York or Cleveland, which are very much rumored to be trading back to get a quarterback, if they end up trading in front of Pittsburgh in the first round, like Daniel Jeremiah, gotcha, the NFL Network scout, had the Giants trading up to 18, which would be, they went with Dart in his version of it, but that's an example of where they could trade up. I think that's the more likely scenario that would keep Pittsburgh from getting him. But I just don't see a lot of teams in that window, aside from maybe Seattle, but I think they go a different direction on taking Sanders.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, so many different things are changing, and I, you know, like at some point these come off the board, right? So I don't know when that cutoff is, but in terms of bets that are still out there to be made right now, what's one that you think feels good, that looks good as of, you know, 1:30 on draft day?
None of them feel good right now because everybody seems to think that everyone is wrong about everything. So Jahdae Barron is priced at 18.5. His over is plus 160. He was a guy getting bet over by myself and others consistently throughout the process because there are not only a number of teams who have mentioned that he is dropping on their boards because he plays so much nickel, similar to what happened with Cooper DeJean last year, but there's also scouting reports prior that have him pegged publicly in the 20s somewhere in the draft. And so the only reason he's come back and this number has shifted is because of an Adam Schefter article that was very speculative on Monday about him going 7 to the Jets. And I will tell you this, if Aaron Glenn drafts a nickel corner, number 7, as his debut pick, I will be absolutely blown away. And so I don't buy into that at all. I think Miami at 13 potentially is a spot for him, but he's not an outside corner like Ramsey. I think he slides into the 20s, and I tend to believe that earlier commentary more so than I do the late hype. So over 18.5 is +160, and that is what I would bet currently on those positional.
Obviously this stuff is so price sensitive, but would +130 be a pass for you on Barron?
No, I've laid as high as -160. Like, I'm on the bad side of this. So
perfect.
There was so much strong commentary about him sliding into the 20s from guys who this week have kind of hinted around him going to 7. Like, the same people have totally flipped on him. I don't tend to believe stuff closer to the draft as much as I do earlier in the process, and so I'll hold steady there.
How many bets do you have? Like, if you had to guess, like how many bets in your portfolio? Is it 20? Is it 15? I mean, how vast is this day one draft portfolio for you?
I'm trying to count as we're on the phone right now. It's about 15 to 20, and there's a couple of them that are like, I have Bills running back with their first pick at 22-1, Ted right. McMillan 10 at 11-1, like some really small, longer odds stuff that was just reacting on news. So in that 15 to 20 range, just eyeballing the pending right
now. And do you remember last year, did you end up, I think we talked about it. Did you end up down? Like, how did last year work for you?
Up privately and up publicly. There it wasn't go. Like a landslide and overwhelming win, but it was solid.
A lot of Ole Miss fans in this area, with Oxford being a drive, short drive from Memphis, and so Jackson Dart, that interest there. I saw a special to be drafted in the second round was +215. You brought up that summer saying now he might go before Shadur. What's crazy, Adam, is that we had on Jason Fitz from Yahoo, covers football for Yahoo, and he does a regular segment with us. 2 weeks ago, he was saying, I think this is going to happen. Then I hear Dan Graziano from ESPN say it today as his bold prediction, and then I hear you talking about it. So I'm saying all this to think, do you think he ends up second round, or is it a deal where, you know, if there are two quarterbacks taken in the first round, he's the second quarterback?
If you buy the two most well-respected draft predictors and mock drafters, which would be Dane Brugler and Daniel Jeremiah, you would buy that he goes in the first round on a trade up from the Giants, coming back later in the first round. If you really go deep and you believe what Joe Shane, the GM of the New York Giants' son, is posting on Instagram, which is Jackson Dart hype and highlight videos, which I believe were deleted, then you're probably believing he's going to go in the first round as well. Yeah. So there's some signs definitely that he could be quarterback number two and go in the first round. I have not bet any of the quarterback stuff. I think it's the most volatile and difficult to predict.
Okay.
But there's certainly reason in the last 24 hours to buy that he would be quarterback number two.
You know, I want to go back to the Raiders here for a second, because obviously it's just going to depend on, to me, what happens at 5. But if it's not running back for Raiders at 6, would you have a preference of Kelvin Banks, Membau? I did see, like, some guy that tries to come off as an insider. You know, there's so many of these on Twitter. And he had a decent following. He tweeted a GIF of Missouri, which is where Membau plays. Do you think it's obvious that it will be offensive lineman for the Raiders, or do you think that, you know, maybe there's a different position they could target if Genty's off the board?
Everything that I heard earlier in the process was that it would be best player available, making the most sense. Genty was viewed as a luxury piece for an unfinished offense that was still needing to figure things out, and that the best defensive player available at the time would be the logical choice. I would say if it's no Genty, that means that Mason Graham would slide. I think they would go Mason Graham, especially with the new kind of info that's coming out about Wilkins and the injury and what that's going to be like on the D-line. So I think they would go with Mason Graham if they don't get Genty.
In the time that somebody's listening, because in the time that we have spoken, I've watched this Barron price go from +130 to +120 over 18.5. At one spot. So
that was probably you clicking while I was answering the question.
No, it was not. I promise you, it was not me. I'm not fully loaded right now. But you know what? That's the thing. Somebody is always out there listening. Hey, Adam, man, great stuff as always.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck tonight with the draft. Really nice to do this on draft day. Talk soon,
the
man.
Best,
thank
Adam.
You.
Of course. Chat to you guys soon.
Yes, sir. He is Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports. So, again, the draft is not one of my favorite things to bet on because it's all info. It's all it is.
It
right?
Sounds like he really don't want to bet on the quarterbacks.
No.
Not going to put any of his hard-earned money on it.
No, I mean, he's...
Because the info's so weird on all of them.
It is weird on all
the
of them.
The fall on Shadur is crazy. And the fact that 2 weeks ago, dude, my mouth hit the floor when Fitzy said, you remember it?
Yeah.
That Jackson would go before Shadur. We are here.
I mean...
Yeah, Graziano saying it today. Fitzy was way ahead. I told him, man, you goat status if you predict that.
Like Shadur...
Back when he did.
Like, I think the Saints could draft him 9. I know they say publicly that, like, or the report was that they won't, but... Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you? Unless you just love Dart. But like I'm just saying quarterback at 9 makes so much sense with
well, if you don't think he's athletic enough.
Yeah.
That's the biggest. I mean, the arrogance is one like I told you.
Yeah. Every Dart is now the second. He is now the favorite to go second.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fitzy called us 2 weeks ago, dude, ahead of everybody. But very impressive.
I mean, I get it because he's big, but
he's athletic too.
Did you see how? Did you
so
see
you can talk yourself into it?
Did
more.
You see? Did you see the episode where Gruden sat down with him and talked to him?
No,
bro. That man was giving him the business. Gruden was giving Dart the business.
What you mean?
He said, "I think you play reckless.
No,
I think you play careless.
No, he doesn't. He didn't do that on that show. That's why I stopped watching.
And the way you play is dangerous."
Oh, well, he told him everything he was going to say to him before that happened.
I don't know.
He softened that up.
He said, here's the problem with you. He says, you're going to be in the concussion protocol by week 4. I'm going to be looking at my play sheet and asking you, hey, you know, and you're not going to have any idea because you're in the concussion protocol.
You know what? Maybe it's been so long since I've watched him in those because he was always telling us everybody's good.
I think he doesn't
that
care
he
because
had to bring it down.
He's really
bit.
Embracing the media part of it now. He doesn't maybe or, want to go back.
Or
in
maybe
the
he. A lot of people like me were saying that's all you ever do is say
right.
Oh, these guys are good. You're gonna have to be a little bit more honest.
No, I thought he was kind of undressing.
Can't just
dude.
Be pumping sunshine on these guys. Yeah. So maybe the more real it is a better show. Maybe I'll tune back in.
Yeah, it's
but
a,
he
well,
didn't
it's
do Seth like
now.
That, right?
No, he did not do Seth like that I saw. But like he
oh it's okay. So
it's all Barstool.
I would have to go to Barstool to see it.
Well, it's all on Twitter and stuff.
Okay.
It's all on X.
Yeah.
You know, which you don't use.
I told you. He was too nice. He was too – everybody's good.
Do you open
– And people,
do you open
people bailed
X
on it.
At home? Do you like when you – do you open it?
Huh?
The app. Do you look at
dude,
it?
I open it here. What are you talking about?
So it's like open when it. You're on the clock, you open it. But when you're off the clock, it's like it doesn't all that.
Occasionally, if I'm responding to a listener or something, and I'm waiting till I get home or something.
Right. Because I'm trying to think the last tweet you had that was not during the show or a response to somebody. It was April 16th when you weighed in on Ken Whisenhunt stepping down.
Okay, it's been 8 days.
That's pretty good.
I've been saving it. You know my Grizz take. I'm just waiting on this thing to come to fruition.
Right.
That went back to right when they fired Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be firing off again here soon.
Okay.
The old dinosaur will be back on.
All right. We're
on
waiting.
X.
We're waiting, man. We're excited.
Yeah, right.
But it's a lot of job, Morant. It's a lot.
I'm excited about this draft. I don't know about how excited I am about tonight. I'm excited for folks going down that have hope.
Yeah.
And I hope something happens for you. If you want to classify it as a miracle, then you go right ahead.
I think I would.
A win.
Virgin Mary.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen tonight. It could be a gentleman's sweep, and you get one. If you're going to get one, the game 3 would be the one you're going to get.
Yeah, I agree. It would be game 3. But
because game 4 is 1-2-3 Cancun if you were down 0-3.
I just don't think it will be if you're not getting a game.
If you play game 4 in Memphis down 0-3, Jaren Jackson Jr. will be in Paris by the third quarter.
Oh, he's got the flight chartered.
Got to get over there and see this new house, new fashion house that
That's
he's
right.
been itching to get over to.
Exactly.
To finish up this little bit of business with this season.
All right. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Thursday, Game 3 Thursday. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, I'm trying to defend ESPN. Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one place to buy diamond engagement rings. You get more choices. If you can dream it, Robert Irwin Jewelers can make it. You get peace of mind. Design that custom-made engagement ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie's the best. He is awesome at answering any questions you're going to have, helping you find the best deal, get you the best price on those diamonds. Like, he will be fine if you walk out of the store and don't buy anything. He wants to make sure you feel comfortable with your purchase, that you feel good about it. And that's what he does every single day at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get over there today.
Here's the deal on Howie. He knows we don't know much about engagement rings, men. Why would we? right? We're just getting ready to pop the question. Hopefully this isn't something you've done a lot. But he knows that we don't know a lot, and he's not going to treat you that way. That's the deal. So many folks in the jewelry game can come off condescending. What do you mean? Or you don't know this, or but this is this. Howie's not like that. It's going to be the best, most comfortable, and I think that's important when you're spending this kind of money, most comfortable jewelry shopping experience of your life, so much so you're going to want to come back. That's how Howie becomes your jeweler for life. His family's been doing this for over 40 years. They know what they're doing. So just put yourself in his hands and watch how you come out. I bet you walk away smiling. Howie's certainly going to be, because his main deal is making sure you got a great deal. Robert Irwin Jewelers got 5 locations, 3 here locally, Perkins Extended in East Memphis, Bartlett Town Center, and the South Lake Center in South Haven, where I was a few weeks back. Picked up a couple of watches. You've also got the 2 locations at Little Rock. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices are always at Robert Irwin Jewelers, online at rijewelers.com.
Shannon Sharp has announced that he is temporarily stepping away from his duties at ESPN just now. He says, the relationship in question was 100% consensual. At this juncture, I am electing to step aside temporarily from my ESPN duties. I will be devoting this time to my family and responding and dealing with these false and disruptive allegations set against me. I plan to return to ESPN at the start of the NFL preseason. I sincerely appreciate the overwhelming and ongoing support I have received from my family, fans, friends, and colleagues. Shannon Sharp. This is notable because Shannon has become a pretty big NBA voice over there, right? Like he's
When it comes to talking about the Lakers.
Right.
He's kind of the shtick.
So, I mean, you know, him stepping away, you could say, well, there's no football. But, I mean, he's kind of a big NBA guy with the Lakers. So,
well, he's big every day on First Take with Stephen A. Now, still their best
Monday
show.
And Tuesday, he's there every week. Okay. So this is a pretty big, development here. I don't know that he'll be back. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like this is a decision that they probably consulted about.
That's what I'm saying. If ESPN was going to do something, they would have already done it. So the fact that he is saying he's going to come back, I would think is a pretty good sign that there's an understanding there.
Right. Unless any information changes, right?
Right, of course. I think this is probably a smart move on his part, just even in the sense of, dude, you know, you're on there with Stephen A. Smith. Everything that comes out of your mouth right now, you're going to have thrown back in your face about this. We don't want to hear it. And it can be a distraction for yourself. It can be because nobody's going to take anything you say right now with any grain of salt just because they're so locked in on this, you know, this case, all the paparazzi, all this junk. But then with Stephen A, I mean, you don't want it to disrupt a serious conversation and it'd be a distraction for you. And so it's smart on all parties' sides, feels like to me. Go get this cleared up. So, you know, at least according to the way that you say it's going to be.
Right. So that's news. We'll see if he gets back for the preseason. And then we would be remiss if we got out of here today on Thursday and did not salute the people's champ, one of the best to ever do it for the Tigers, Will the Thrill Barton. He has called it a career. He announced last night on Instagram that he is retiring from the game of basketball. Will Barton, of course, former second-round pick out of the University of Memphis back in 2012. Was drafted by the Portland Trail Blazers, ended up really latching on with the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there that he made the majority of his $80 million in his NBA career. I mean, what a career he had. I mean, there was definitely some years there where he was shooting like high 30s from 38% from 3. He really carved a career for himself there in Denver as a swing man, as a six man, you know, scorer. And
fourth most all-time in terms of three-pointers made for the Denver Nuggets.
Wow.
When you start your career in Portland, you play 11 years to get up that high on a Denver Nuggets list. Pretty impressive.
So, man,
great career.
I feel old.
Respect burger to this man.
Because I remember covering him as a student,
and
now he's retiring. You know, so that's a little mortality for you. But Will was definitely one of my all-time favorites.
Stand-up dude, man. Yes. He felt so bad about that fight with Chris Crawford and that loss to St. Louis. He took it all on his shoulders. So, man, I cost us.
Yeah.
I respected him so much for that.
Absolutely right.
Great career.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Adam Turnoff for joining us on the show. Thanks to Drew Hill for joining us. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.